KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Two new comedies hit the multiplexes today. One of them works and one of them really doesn't, and you may be surprised to know which is which. Nobody doesn't like Ricky Gervais, and his new comedy soars for a while on the wings of a clever premise. It's set in a world where everyone tells the truth. In the spirit of that world, I cannot tell a lie. The invention of lying soon loses altitude and eventually falls flat. The English comedian both directed and wrote the movie with Matthew Robinson, and he stars as Mark Bellison, a staff writer at the aptly titled Lecture Films. Since there's no such thing as deceit in this world, there's no such thing as fiction. Mark has been plugging away at a documentary about the Black Plague in the 13th century. There's also no such thing as untruth in advertising. A roadside sign proclaims a cheap motel for intercourse with a near stranger. Or in every day and every night social contacts. A glamorous woman played by Jennifer Garner very nicely immediately tells Mark that she's out of his league. Pretty funny so far, although awfully condescending toward the hapless characters. Then, as you may know from the movie's strenuous marketing campaign, Mark invents something so revolutionary that he has no single word to describe it. It's a way to not tell the truth. The eureka moment at a bank is mildly funny, and so is some of what follows. But the movie morphs without conviction into a leaden satire of religion. Mark's newly minted gift for mendacity turns him into a blanded-out Elmer Gantry. And Ricky Gervais's long-established gift for small-screen comedy goes terribly slack, leaving him likable, as always, but on the big screen looking lost. Zombieland teems with wild-eyed chewers and spewers. They're only lurid wallpaper, though, in an improbably delicious comedy about a quartet of human survivors crossing an America that's been taken over by ravenous hordes. There's even a Charlie Chaplin zombie working Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Chinese Theater. At the outset, Jesse Eisenberg does a quirky variation on the theme of soul survivor. Instead of the deadly serious virologist in Will Smith's zombie-infested I Am Legend, he's a wistful but tenacious neurotic who wonders voice over, "Why am I alive when everyone around me is turned to meat?" In fact, his misery soon finds screwball company in Woody Harrelson's tight-jawed, gunslinging Tallahassee, in Emma Stone's larcenous Wichita, and in Wichita's kid sister, Little Rock, who's played somewhat tentatively by Abigail Breslin. This isn't the first zombie comedy. You may remember the very funny Shaun of the Dead a few years ago, and it's far from a flawless work of slobber art. In the absence of dramatic shape, let alone a dramatic arc, it bounces along, taking several detours, as a mismatched buddy saga harnessed to a potholed road movie. It's perfectly okay, though. One of those detours is a great surprise, and the filmmakers sustain an impressively high level of silliness. Ruben Fleischer directed from a sharp-witted script by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. As for the actors, they sink their teeth into juicy material with steadfast zest. Don't expect anything more from Zombieland than entertainment, but don't expect less. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.